Good morning. We're continuing with the background of the concept of Tanai. So, in the sheet of Shulchan Aruch and of Tosfos, that Tanai only works after it's destroyed and only in Chutz La'aretz. Even then, the halacha is that Tanai will not work for a Tashmish, which is Maguna. So, to change that place into a Beis Amerchatz or into a Bursaki, which is a tannery, or to a Beis Akisei, would not be. Not be mutter. We didn't mention that Mechira can totally change its status, and that's a different ballgame, and they're not discussing the halachas of Mechira. Okay, now there's a Magen Avraham that says that this Tanai requires that a person says it explicitly. That's number one. So that's a chumrah that the Magen Avraham says, that the Tanai requires that this is done explicitly. The fact that normally people do this, and that's what people usually mean, is not enough. We have to actually explicitly say at the time of the beginning of the binyan that we are making this Tanai. There's also leniency, which the Magen Avraham says, that the Tanai works for a tashmishim, of which are not a kalos rosh at all. So there are three levels of tashmishim. As the Bir Lach explains, there's something which he calls the full level of Kalus Rosh, joking around. And that does not work, the Bir Lach points out, even in Chutz La'aretz and even after Chorbanoi, you cannot do Kalus Rosh Gadol. You have something which is not a Kalus Rosh at all. There, Tanai will work, even in Eretz Yisrael, and even when it's standing, a Tanai will work. And that you'll be able to use the shul for those purposes. We'll have to see what some examples of that are. And then there's achila b'shtiya. Now achila b'shtiya is not necessarily, we think of the word kalas rosh, which is levity, etc. That's not so clear. So if you look at Rashi and Megillah and the Chav Chesam and Aleph in the bottom Rashi, so Rashi says the word kalas rosh, it says loshon kalas shemakilin oiso. That these are things which, when you do them there, you sort of lose your awe and respect for the place. So the problem over here with Achil and Shti is not that they are intrinsically bad things, you know, like joking around and etc., which is a total lack of respect. But the point is, by doing these things here, it undermines our perception of the place. And that way it's makil, it makes less chomer, less significant, less heavy, less weighty, less gravity, less seriousness for the place. So the discussion of Tanai is relevant for Achila and Shtiyah. And so the Shulchan Aruch says that works only in Chutz La'aretz and only after it's Nechrav. It does not work in Eretz Yisrael at all, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and it does not work and even in Bavel while it's standing. It's a tash which is full-fledged kalas rosh, doesn't even not even mutter even after it's destroyed, and a tashmish which is not a kalas rosh at all is mutter even when it's standing, even in Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Magen Avraham understands the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, and that is one sheet. However, this is sheet of Tosfos. Rashi holds that Tanai works even while the shul is standing, even be yeshuvah, even when it's standing. And the Ramban and the Ran say that Tanai works whether it's standing or Nechrav when there's a need, when there's a doichik which is forcing you to use it. So they do not differentiate between standing or not, and they do not differentiate. The main issue is if it's a need or not. If it's a valid need, so then there is the Tanai will work. If not, not. The Taz says that we rely on the Ramban, that if there's a case of need, you can rely on the Tanai, and that's even if the shul is standing, and the Bir Halacha follows the opinion of the Taz. Okay. that which we say that Eretz Yisrael, the Tanai does not work, the Bir Halacha points out that the only Tosfos mentions this Shita, nobody else mentions this issue in regards to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he says that when it comes to, we already said the Magen Avraham, that for a tashmish which is not a kalas rosh at all, it's mutter even in Eretz Yisrael, even in Yeshuvah, the Tanai will work for that. And achila and shtia, which has some element of kalas rosh, so in Bavel it works even when it's, according to Rashi and according to the Ramban and the Ran, if you need to, this is a mokum we would like to, Ramosha says, you would like to people want to eat there because this way they can not get have to leave. We want to keep them near the shul, so we want to allow them to eat there, etc. So the tanai will work to allow you to have a kiddush in the shul, sometimes have a meal in the shul. That'll work in Bavel b'yeshuvoy, and if the Bir Lacha says in Eretz Yisrael also, it's really very possible that we allow it to be mekel in regards to that as well. Okay, we need to still clarify some halacha l'maisa on this point. The Beis Hashem, we'll talk about that tomorrow.